Joshua, you're very welcome to the show and thanks for joining me in studio.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'm delighted to have you here on the show. So to start off, tell me a little bit about yourself and your background.
My name's Joshua O'Connor. I recently finished secondary school and I'm from Tralee.
So you've created a business and it's called TradeLink. So tell me a little bit about it and maybe what prompted you to set it up in the first place, Joshua.
Well, from talking to apprentices and talking to employers in general, I learned that there's a gap between the two. And my goal is to fill in the gap and make it easier for both to find each other.
That's brilliant. It sounds great. So talk me through the whole process, maybe. How did you take this business idea from that, a very idea, and bring it into an actual business? What steps did you take along the way to bring it into a reality, Joshua?
Well, first, I started out just making the website. And at the moment, the process is pretty simple. Just both parties fill out a form and then I do the work myself and I put two into contact.
Okay, really interesting. And can you explain to me, Joshua, the kind of work that you do then? Do you look maybe at the companies and what they're looking for and then maybe the apprentices then as well and kind of match them based on the skills they have to offer and exactly what each are looking for? How does it exactly work?
Yeah, so at the moment we have more apprentices than companies. So I take an apprentice that I have and I have all their information and I call companies and I talk to employers and I see what they're looking for and if we can make a match.
Fantastic. And when did you launch?
January 2nd of 2026.
Okay, very good. And how is it going so far? You're a few months into it now at this stage. Is it going well?
Well, at the moment it's kind of going slow, but we have made a few placements and we have a few apprentices on board, but we're kind of missing the trust with the companies.
Okay. And I suppose that's all part of it as well, isn't it? But all of that, it does take time. And as you said, you know, you're only a few months into it at this stage, so it will take a bit of time. But I suppose it's all about maybe trying to build those relationships and making those connections and getting your name out there as well, isn't it, Joshua?
Yeah. From the start to now, it's been pretty hard. Every time we call companies, they haven't ever heard of TradeLink. So it's kind of hard to build the trust. But with every call, I'm learning something new. So.
Okay, brilliant. And you started this company while you were in school as well. So not only were you studying and preparing for the leaving certificate, but you were also creating a business and setting up a business. So that must have been hugely difficult. How did the whole process work and how difficult was it, Joshua?
To be honest, I just kind of tried to schedule my day as best I can. I spent the mornings giving calls to companies and doing some admin work behind the scenes. And I spent the evenings then studying for leaving cert.
And did you find that stressful?
Yes, I can't even explain how stressful it is.
And has it been worth all that stress? I suppose you're here now, you've done the leaving cert and your business is not only just set up as well, but it's operating as a functional business and it's quite successful so far. So has it been worth all the stress, do you think?
Yeah, to be honest, I'm very happy with the results and I'm hoping I can take it further.
Fantastic. And you mentioned earlier that businesses and apprentices, they can reach out through your website, so they can go onto the website and there's a link there for them. So if I was a company, for example, listening this evening and I was thinking I wanted to find out a little bit more about what you do, or I wanted to sign up and see what you can do to help me get an apprentice to fit some of the roles maybe that I have, explain to me exactly how that process works and what it involves from the company point of view and what they must know.
Yeah, so you'd go straight to the link. It's jointradelink.ie. And you'd fill out a contact form and we'll get in contact with you and you'll fill out everything that you're looking for an apprentice based on if they want their own tools, what year, or kind of their own travel methods or anything. And then we look straight for you.
That's brilliant. It sounds great. Are you happy with how it's all going?
At the moment, I think the process could get better, but it's kind of hard without the trust. So we're trying to keep it as simple as we can and then take it further in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's all about word of mouth as well, I think, Joshua, isn't it? Because once one apprentice works with you or one company works with you, maybe they see what you can do and how you can help them. And that spreads then by word of mouth as well. And that all does take time as well, as we mentioned earlier. But it's all part of it, isn't it, as well? And it's how it all works, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
And from the apprentice side of things then, Joshua, who exactly are you looking to attract there? Is it apprentices of all different types or do they need to meet any specific criteria maybe before they can sign up to the website?
Well, we're with all trades at the minute, but there is a few kind of specific criteria we'd like to fill in. Like if they have their own travel method, if they don't, it's kind of harder because they only have a small radius that we can try place them. But most of the time we kind of try and help everyone.
Yeah. And tell me, in terms of apprenticeships, obviously it's something that you're interested in yourself as well, you know, in terms of, you know, working with them and helping them get off the ground. How important is it that I suppose we have this trade in your view, and that people can go into this, you know, because not everyone wants to go to college and to study different things. You know, some people want to go straight in and do the hands-on work as well. And it's a huge asset, and they're hugely important because people are crying out for tradespeople at the moment as well, aren't they? So how important is it for you to establish those links and to ensure that people get these opportunities?
I think, to be honest, it's important to me to have something where people can get in straight away, because I've seen a problem that people find it hard to find employers from the start, and they spend months waiting to find the right employer, and I really want to be the person that can help them out.
Yeah. And did you always want to have your own business, or was it just something that kind of happened, we'll say, a thought process that came and you kind of thought, there's something I can do about this?
I've spent the last 4 years kind of thinking what I can do. I was told by loads of people to go to college and to find the right career, but college never really seemed appealing to me. I know it's a good resource for a lot of people, but for me personally, I like to solve problems, and I think building a business would be the best thing for that.
Brilliant. It's stressful having your own business, I can imagine. I think it's a lot to take on, especially at such a young age as well. But I suppose, how is it panning out, we'll say, in comparison to what you thought it might be? Is it harder? Is it a bit easier? Or is it very fulfilling, I can imagine, as well?
It is hard. It's definitely not easy. There's stuff changes every day, and methods change and stuff. But I'm willing to work past that to try and make this work.
Brilliant. It sounds like it's going really well. The business, as we mentioned, is very, very new. You only set up in January, so just about 5 or 6 months ago now at this stage. What are your plans for the future for the business?
I'd love TradeLink to become the first place that employers and apprentices think of when they hear of trades. Yeah. I'd love to have employers come to me straight away when they want to hire someone, and I'd love to deliver straight away if I can.
And if someone is listening now and they're thinking they'd like to get in touch with you, maybe, you know, even for the future, we'll say a company that might like to work with you, or just to find out a little bit more and chat to you maybe face to face or over the phone about what you do, what's the best way to reach you? Is it through your website as well?
We have a contact page on our website on jointradelink.ie, and you can fill out your information and any queries, and we can get back to you within the next day.
Fantastic. Well, the best of luck with it, Joshua. It sounds brilliant and a great achievement so far, and no doubt it'll be successful. But thank you for coming in, for talking to me about it.
Thank you very much for having me.